It's Monday, April 27th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The Fort Wayne Philharmonic officially returned to downtown with Friday's grand opening of the new Philharmonic Center. Indiana environmental groups say a rule change from the Trump administration would gut existing cleanup rules for the state's coal ash dump sites, placing millions of people's drinking water at risk. And Indiana is seeking the return of nearly $200 million Medicare paid for in-home care for residents. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. The Fort Wayne Philharmonic officially returned to downtown with Friday's grand opening of the new Philharmonic Center. The new center is located on the corner of Ewing and Wayne Streets, creating a home for musicians and a permanent space for orchestral music in the center of the city. Philharmonic Center Executive Director Abby Cleveland said in a statement that the center is a stage built for artists who want to be close to their audience. The Philharmonic purchased the 100-year-old building in 2024, previously the St. Francis University Business Center, and has transformed it into a music venue, event space, and home for musicians. The venue has already announced the rest of its 2026 season, which includes 7 concerts. The Fort Wayne Philharmonic is a financial supporter of 89.1 WBOI. Indiana has some of the most coal ash dump sites in the country. Utilities have been cleaning up these sites since federal rules were put in place a decade ago. But a proposed change from the Trump administration puts that at risk. WFYI's Caroline Beck reports.
Indiana environmental groups say the rule change would gut existing cleanup rules, placing millions of people's drinking water at risk. Coal ash contains toxic heavy metals like arsenic and radium, and if exposed to too much, it can be deadly. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says this is a common sense change. But Ashley Williams at Just Transition Northwest Indiana says this move will only further hurt communities like Michigan City that have seen decades of pollution from coal ash.
Every minute of every hour, every day, the coal ash, the legacy coal ash at the plant continues to sit there and leak into our groundwater into Lake Michigan.
The EPA is currently accepting public comment on the rule change and will have an online public meeting May 28th. I'm Caroline Beck in Indianapolis.
Indiana is seeking the return of nearly $200 million Medicaid paid for in-home care for residents. WFYI's Dylan Pierce McCoy reports state officials say audits of service providers found extensive errors.
Medicaid pays for attendants to help with daily living activities like bathing, dressing, and eating, so people with disabilities and medical needs can remain in their homes. The cost of attendant care in Indiana surged in recent years. One reason is because direct family members can get paid through the program for the care they provide. Now, the Family and Social Services Administration says it's found another reason, improper billing from companies that provide services. State audits of service providers found claims with errors including missing criminal background checks, non-covered clinical tasks, and insufficient documentation. The state has not released the audits. I'm Dylan Pierce McCoy in Indianapolis.
Purdue University announced the winner of its new Neil Armstrong Space Prize earlier this week. WFYI's Barb Anguiano reports the international prize recognizes excellence in space discovery and innovation.
Named after astronaut and Purdue graduate Neil Armstrong, the prize honors the university's space heritage, pioneering aerospace education and research. The winners of this year's award for innovation was SpaceX's Falcon 9 booster landing team. They were recognized for their work on a reusable two-stage rocket system. Dan Dumbacher is the chair of the Neil Armstrong Space Prize Selection Committee.
The Falcon 9 booster landing success has been the paradigm-changing accomplishment to reduce the cost of access to space so necessary for opening up space for everyone.
The team will receive the prize in September during a ceremony in Washington, D.C. It'll align with the America 250 celebration in the Capitol. I'm Barb Anguiano in Indianapolis.
And now a look at the events of the week. Make your voice count by voting for your favorite downtown garden party window display as part of Fort Wayne in Bloom 2026. Voting is now open through May 10th. If you're looking for a night of culture, be well-read and well-fed at a night at the library on May 2nd from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Enjoy live art by America Carrillo, a full buffet and bar, and guided tours. Proceeds benefit the Literacy Alliance and Friends of the ACPL. Tickets are $100. Getting ready for festival season? Prepare for middle waves with a glitter bar, flower crowns, and friendship bracelets at Fancy and Staple on May 1st from 5 to 8 p.m. during First Fridays on Broadway, plus themed treats at Sassy Cakes. Then bring the kids to Hopscotch House on May 3rd for a family-friendly version with crafts, bubbles, and chalk art. For live music lovers, listen to the Sweetwater All-Stars during the Pearl District Summer Art Series on May 1st from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., happening along Pearl Street between Maiden Lane and Webster downtown. And finally, shop local at the first outdoor summer Bar Street Market of the season on May 2nd. Browse fresh finds from regional vendors. More news in a moment. Get a snapshot of the latest national and local news when you subscribe to Frequency, WBOI's newsletter and news brief. To get Frequency delivered to your email inbox regularly, subscribe at wboi.org/frequency. Here's what to know for today. The company proposing a limestone quarry off Homestead Road invited residents to an informational session last Wednesday to better understand the impact of the project. Governor Mike Braun told an Indianapolis radio station last Thursday that he is likely to extend the suspension of the state sales tax on gasoline. And a new law that criminalizes camping on public land is signed and ready to go into effect in July. That's who and what for Monday, April 27th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.